Hello and welcome to the Sounds Proper Podcast, part of Sounds Proper Productions, and it is Sunday. It's Single Sunday, baby. So Single Sunday is a segment where I go over the newly released singles, newly released tracks. I go over them all in this one segment. I listen to them. I give you my first reaction of these tracks, and I do this every Sunday, you know? So I'm just going to read off the tracks I'm going to be doing today. We have ASAP Ferg with Move Your Hips. We have DaBaby with No Dribble. We have two tracks from Lil Uzi Vert and Future, Over Your Head and Paddock. We have a track from JPEG Mafia called Living Single. We have a track from NLE Choppa called Narrow Road. We have a track from Murder Beats featuring Polo G and Ty Dolla Sign. That one's called Doors Unlocked. We have Rod Wave with Freestyle. And we have Travis Barker featuring Run the Jewels on a track called Forever. So yeah, we have 9 tracks. I think that's a career high. Amount of songs that I cover in one segment of Single Sunday, but that's just generally because there's a lot of songs to cover. So yes, before we get into any listening, I would just like to bring your attention to my past reviews. I just dropped my Logic No Pressure album review. Check that out on the past episodes of the podcast. You can also check out my Bastard by Tyler, the Creator review, and you know, just there's a ton in my back catalog, as well as more to come. So, you know, stay tuned for that. I'm in the middle of scripting, another review. So that should be coming out sooner than later. Also, I have a video version on the Sounds Proper YouTube channel of each of these reviews. Just, you know, go on YouTube, search up Sounds Proper, and you get the more highly edited, highly scripted version of each of those reviews. Also, you could check out my past Single Sunday episodes. That's, you know, it's still quality content over there where I go over, you know, the singles. So yeah, let's get straight into this. So we have the first track, ASAP Ferg, Move Your Hips. This one is featuring Nicki Minaj and Maiden Teo. I really don't know how to pronounce his name. But yeah, ASAP Ferg, I'm quite excited. I think ASAP Ferg is gonna come with some heat. You know, I'm not gonna say I'm a fan or whatever, but I think ASAP Ferg, he definitely has you know, some good projects. You know, Still Striving was okay, Floor Seats was okay. You know, I've never really been blown away by ASAP Ferg album, but I'm still very interested to see what he's gonna come with. So without further ado, ASAP Ferg, Move Your Hips, featuring Nicki Minaj and Maiden Teo. Anyway, let's get right into it. All right, so that was Move Your Hips by ASAP Ferg, and I enjoyed that track. I enjoyed that track a bit. Let's get straight into explaining why I enjoy the track. So let's start with the beat. The beat here, I found it to be a pretty good beat. I like the sinister underlying synth. It's like, it was kind of just stretched out across the beat. Also, the kind of like childish but like haunting chimes, that's just very consistent. And also, I think the beats work well with it. I just think the instrumental all came together very nicely. Also, Nicki Minaj, I liked her verse quite a bit. She was very animated. She came with a lot of expression. You know, it might not have been the most lyrically dense thing ever, but you know, I really liked it, especially when she was trading lines with ASAP Ferg. I believe ASAP Ferg had probably the weakest verse on here. It was only 2 verses, Nicki's and then ASAP's, but just in general, I think ASAP Ferg had the weakest part. It was just nothing really memorable about his verse, except for his delivery, which will always stand out. I also like the hook by Maiden Teo. You know, it's kind of like boyish, almost childish type of voice. You know, move your hips, okay. It was catchy. I liked it. It was just a, you know, attractive vibe out to, you know, maybe attract to perhaps move your hips to. I don't know. But yeah, I enjoy this track. I would say this track sounds proper. Yeah, I would say that. Anyway, the next track after Move Your Hips would be No Dribble by DaBaby and featuring Stunna 4 Vegas. So DaBaby is an interesting artist for me, at least. When I first discovered him, it was like most people. It was on his project Baby on Baby, specifically with his hit track Suge. But I also enjoyed quite a bit of other tracks on Blame It on Baby. You know, Taking It Out, Going Baby, Babysitter with Offset. I enjoyed Back End. There's a few other tracks on Baby on Baby that I enjoyed. But with Kirk, I just felt as if there was a very there's some stagnation in his sound. There wasn't very much I really cared for on Kirk. And on Blame It on Baby, at least there he tried to switch up his style, but it wasn't really all that good. So DaBaby's in a very interesting state, especially because, you know, he's a very interesting, or, you know, he has a very interesting delivery. It's very unique. You know, he can flow, but a lot of the time his lyrical content is weak and very repetitive. And, you know, you get the same punchlines like every other track. But hopefully this No Dribble track featuring Stunna 4 Vegas, who is a frequent collaborator with DaBaby, hopefully this one is pretty good. And yeah, that's really all I can hope for, to be honest. Maybe perhaps a project coming soon. You know, you never know. Anyway, No Dribble, Stunna 4 Vegas, DaBaby, let's go. All right, so I just got done listening to No Dribble by DaBaby and Stunna 4 Vegas, and I didn't really care for that track all that much. The chorus here from DaBaby, he sounded very bored. He wasn't animated. He didn't deliver his bars with any sort of passion, or and he didn't really try. You know, shooting a nigga, no dribble, I pull up, doing dribbles, I'm a. Like, it's just very bored. It was just very unentertaining. The only thing that really, like, was supposed to bring energy was the ad-libs. It's the ridiculous ad-libs that were just much louder than you know, the main track on his vocals. It was just so much more louder. It was just overbearing. And it was just kind of annoying. It felt very amateurish. Also, the lyrical content here, it was just the same thing you'd find on any other DaBaby song, you know, on the verse and on the chorus. The verse from Stunna 4 Vegas is probably the best thing about this track, and it wasn't even all that impressive either. You know, at least he came up with the most energy. He had the most unique flow, even though not necessarily the being unique is good. It was kind of like a little off kilter, which I kind of enjoyed. And also the beat here is generic. DaBaby sounded like he just was not trying, especially on the chorus. And the ad-libs were just mixed so high. It was just odd. Yeah, I didn't really care for No Dribble by DaBaby featuring Stunna 4 Vegas. However, hopefully the next two tracks by Future and Lil Uzi Vert impress me. The first one is called Paddock. So yeah, Lil Uzi Vert and Future. Lil Uzi Vert, he just came off of releasing two projects this year, and it's been said that, you know, him and Future will be releasing a project later on this year. I think they're supposed to release it this past Friday, but instead they're just releasing two singles. And Future, he also was busy this year. He also released a project. He released High Off Life. And I have differing opinions about all three of these albums. But I think it's very interesting how they are just coming. These two are coming together. Yeah, they've collabed in the past before. The first one coming to mind is Too Much Sauce. I think that was in 2016. But it'll definitely be very interesting to see what the project has in totality. But these two tracks are just a teaser for us to really build some hype, or to just be a little uninterested depending on the quality. So yeah, let's start off with the first track, Paddock, and then after we go onto the track Over Your Head. All right, so I just finished listening to Paddock by Lil Uzi Vert and Future, and yeah, that song was definitely boring. The beat here, it was just some standard trap drums and some very high-pitched synths that really just weren't doing much for me, especially because the beat didn't change a lot throughout the song. It's just like they incorporated the same elements, you know, they incorporated a few elements and they just stretched it out for 4.5 minutes. And that's another problem with the song. This song is too long, especially for the fact that Lil Uzi Vert and Future aren't doing anything interesting. If the song was 2 minutes, I still wouldn't really care for it. But because it's 4.5 minutes, it's just excruciating at that point. Lil Uzi Vert and Future, they don't do anything interesting. flow-wise, delivery-wise, and especially not lyrically. They just come up with some very standard, generic, boring lines about sex, drugs, and violence. And money, of course. It's just extremely boring. It's really hard to really talk about this track very long. It's, you know, the problems I have is the beat is boring, Lil Uzi Vert and Future are boring, and it's way too long. You know, usually Uzi, you know, he's over some very energetic or very interesting instrumentation, and he comes with his own dynamic, but here it's just completely absent. That's just Paddock. I didn't really enjoy that track, but hopefully the next track will be at least a bit more interesting. So let's get straight in with Over Your Head. This track is shorter. It's about 3 minutes. It's just a little bit over 3 minutes. Hopefully this one's shorter. It's a bit more concise, a bit more energetic. We could get something from it. All right, so that one was Over Your Head, Future, Lil Uzi Vert. And this one was better than Paddock. However, I'm still indifferent to this track. I believe the best part of the track is Lil Uzi Vert's performance. I believe he brought some energy. You know, he brought interesting delivery, interesting flow. He just did his thing. You know, he did his thing to the best of his ability. The beat here, it was a bit of a mess, you know. Toward the beginning of the track, you know, before the drums really come in, we're presented with an interesting enough melody. But as the song, you know, goes on, as the drums are really hitting at its hardest, which is the majority of the track, you know, the melodies are just so faint. You know, it's not like you can't hear them or anything, but it's so faint you might as well just control alt delete them. And also Future's performance here, he definitely didn't come with the same amount of energy or the same amount of quality, I guess, as Uzi. You know, he tried harmonizing, but it sounded like he was straining his voice, you know, trying to recite his own version of the chorus. You know, none of the lyrical content really stuck out because it's not really supposed to on a Lil Uzi Vert track and on a Future track. But yeah, it was okay. I'm indifferent. It sounds meh. I'm not exactly excited for this project that Uzi and Future are coming out with. Yeah. But hopefully maybe this is the two worst tracks. I don't know, but these are the singles. So I'm not exactly excited for whatever project they're coming with. So let's move on from Future and Lil Uzi Vert. We have JPEG Mafia with the track Living Single. So JPEG Mafia, he's been on a streak with dropping a bunch of singles, you know, starting with Bald, and then he also did a remix with Denzel Curry. He had Covered in Money, Bodyguard, Cutie Pie, The Benz, Rough 7. And I reviewed a few of them. I reviewed, I think, The Benz and Rough 7. I'm not sure if I reviewed Cutie Pie on the channel. However, I believe that the first batch of tracks, if you just divide it in two, the first batch is a bit better than the second batch. I was a bit indifferent to the Benz, although I said I was gonna give it a few more listens. You know, I did. I didn't really like love it. You know, it's enjoyable, but it wasn't like maybe on the same level as Bald or Bodyguard. And Rough 7, I reviewed that. Either the last single Sunday or two single Sundays before. This came out July 17th, so you can find what episode of Single Sunday it was on. And yeah, I didn't really care for that track. That Rough 7 was mostly dominated by Feature, and she didn't really come with anything proper. However, this track, Living Single, is just JPEG Mafia. It's 2.5 minutes. I'm still expecting quite a bit because JPEG Mafia is an artist who puts out quality. And yeah, JPEG Mafia, Living Single, and I'll be right back. All right, so I just got done with that JPEG Mafia track, Living Single. I enjoyed it, but to a certain extent. I can't say I loved it or anything, but I definitely enjoyed it more than I didn't. This track was very aloof. It definitely lacked structure. And I believe in the past, in JPEG Mafia past work, especially on the tracks that definitely did lack structure, a lot of his music does lack structure. I believe that was towards the benefit of the music. I believe that JPEG Mafia was enhanced by the fact that it couldn't really be contained. It was very aloof. It was very, not structural. But I believe in the case of this song, Living Single, it definitely could have benefited from a bit of a solid structure, because I believe the foundation is ultimately a bit little weak. The track is this instrumental here. It's very sweet. You know, it has these nice synths. It has some steady drums. On the first part, when JPEG Mafia comes in, he's singing auto, just dripping in auto-tune, and it wasn't bad or anything. And the best part of the track was definitely when JPEG Mafia, was rapping. When he got into his like first few bars, I was a little iffy on it, but as the verse continued, it was definitely grew on me, and it was definitely something I could recognize as being a good verse. But after that verse, it was really a lot of dead air. It was like almost a complete minute of just the beat doing its own thing. And the beat is a little bare. It's not really something that is very layered. It's not very thick. It's just, standard. It's very simple drums and some nice synth chimes. I believe the best part of the tracks is when JPEG Mafia had a vocal presence, but that was just a little sparse. That just wasn't there all the time. That wasn't there enough on the track. So yeah, Living Single, I did enjoy it, but to an extent, I will say it does sound proper, and I definitely do have to give it a few more listens. And I definitely will, because I enjoyed it. So I'm gonna check it out. But yeah, Living Single, not crazy about it, but it's definitely worthwhile checking out, especially if you're into abstract hip-hop or just into JPEG Mafia. But yeah, the next track after that, we have NLE Choppa with Narrow Road. This is featuring Lil Baby. So NLE Choppa, I think on one of the past songs that I reviewed from him, I believe that was he was on the mixtape for Fast 9, one of those tracks. But all right, so I just got done listening to JPEG Mafia Living Single, and I will say that I enjoyed this track, but to a certain extent. Not really, I didn't think it was amazing. I didn't think it was even great. I just thought it was all right. I enjoyed it, but not, it wasn't immense. It wasn't, groundbreaking or anything. JPEG Mafia definitely was the best parts of the track. However, I don't think he had enough presence on the track. In JPEG Mafia's past work, a lot of his music definitely did lack structure. It's a prime example. There's prime examples on All My Heroes Are Cornballs, and even on the past singles that he has been releasing in these past few months. A lot of his music has definitely been has lacked structure. However, I believe this track could have definitely benefited with some structure, especially because JPEG Mafia is experimenting with some newer sounds. He's going into more singing, as seen in the first part, in his first verse, where it's fully auto-tuned. It's fully auto-tuned singing, and it was a bit enjoyable. I liked it. It wasn't amazing or anything, but I enjoyed it more than I didn't. But the best part of the track is definitely when JPEG Mafia is rapping. He has a rapping verse. For the first few bars, I didn't really care for it. As he kept going, I'm like, oh yeah, this is good. This is tight. I definitely liked his verse, but he didn't really have as much of a presence on the beat as I wanted to. The beat is fine with JPEG on it, but when there's like almost a minute just of the beat itself toward the end of the track, it can't really hold itself up. It has these like very warm chimey synths and some very simple drums, and that's fine when as I said, when JPEG Mafia is rapping or singing over it. But there's just too much loose air, there's too much dead space, and I just don't really think that JPEG Mafia did enough to really assert his presence on the track. But I still enjoy the track. I still enjoy the song, but I think it could have been a bit better. I think he could have done a better job, you know, just making that track feel full. So yeah, that is JPEG Mafia, Living Single. I enjoyed it, but it sounds proper. It's definitely worth checking out, especially if you're into abstract hip hop or you're into JPEG Mafia's music. Anyway, then the song after that, we have Narrow Road by NLE Choppa featuring Lil Baby. So NLE Choppa is a very interesting artist in my opinion. He really came onto the hip hop scene hard in 2019 with his track Shotta Flow. And since then, he has released one project, but more importantly, he has released a whole ton of singles. You know, he has five iterations of Shotta Flow. He's 1 through 5 on Shotta Flow, which is very interesting, especially because he only started that song series in the beginning of 2019, and we're already at 5 in mid 2020. Also, his latest song, the song Rough Riders, that's on the Fast 9 mixtape. I enjoyed that one. I think out of all the songs on the Fast 9 mixtape, all the singles, I know the Fast 9 mixtape released, but from the singles that I've heard, that's probably the best one that I have heard from the batch. So I have no reason to really, no, I do have reason to be skeptical, because I think at this point, his style has kind of, He's wearing himself thin. It's kind of, you know, he kind of oversaturated the market with his music a little bit. I think his style's growing a little tired. But I still think he has potential to put out some good music. I'm also a little skeptical about this track because of the Lil Baby placement. I'm not that big of a fan of Lil Baby. But hopefully Narrow Road, NLE Choppa, Lil Baby is pretty good. It's 4 minutes and I'm going to get straight into this. All right, so I just got done with Narrow Road by NLE Choppa and Lil Baby. And once again, it's a song that I'm indifferent to. Here we have NLE Choppa. He's more trying to sing and more trying to harmonize, which I respect him trying to branch out, him trying to develop more talents other than just pure rapping. And I believe he gives us a solid outing here. I believe he gives us solid attempt. I believe it's okay. You know, it's not amazing or anything, but it's okay. It's pretty good. It's not bad. And also just on the chorus and on the verse, he does well enough. But I believe the thing that mainly kills the track, or kills the momentum of the track, is the Lil Baby feature. You know, NLE Choppa, you know, he's really trying, he's putting in effort into making this a good song. And then Lil Baby, he comes in with a verse where it just sounds like he's half asleep. He's just muttering his words, slurring his words. Like, it's extremely, I think it's borderline disrespectful, his verse here. Like, he just didn't try. He just sounded asleep. Like, I don't understand how a Lil Baby just like recorded this and thought this was like good or appropriate to be on, so, especially someone else's song. But B, I don't know why NLE Choppa, you know, kept it. I don't know how much that feature costed him. So maybe if it cost him a lot, he would have kind of like felt guilty and not using it. But even still, that track, that verse from Lil Baby just fucking sucked. He didn't try at all. He was just dozing on that mic. You know, at least NLE Choppa, you know, he came with some effort. He was trying to harmonize. He was trying to do something different. Lil Baby just completely ruined that. So yeah, not, you know, it was a decent track until Lil Baby showed up, you know. I think, and now, you know, it made a track that, you know, I thought positively about. Then now it's just a track that's just okay. Yeah, right. So whatever. That's Narrow Road by NLE Choppa, sounding meh. However, this next track, Rod Wave Freestyle, I'm expecting something decent, you know. His last single, I covered on a earlier episode of Single Sunday. I believe that one was called Through the Wire. Obviously referencing Kanye West, Through the Wire. Although he didn't really reference it until like the very end of the track. It wasn't an awful track though, and he was referencing his own car crash. But this one, Freestyle, it's, you know, 2 minutes, almost 3 minutes. I'm just expecting something decent. You know, maybe he's free. Maybe he's actually freestyling here. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. Rod Wave freestyle. Let's get straight into this. Okay, so Rod Wave freestyle. I enjoyed it, but I enjoyed it in the same way as I enjoyed, say, the JPEG Mafia track. You know, I liked it, you know, to an extent. You know, let me just get into the positives first. Firstly, I enjoyed the beat here. You know, it has some trap drums, but I think the kicks were appropriate given the melody that was there. Had a nice electric guitar for the melody. It was very, it was almost very sappy. It was very sweet. And the, you know, the kicks complemented the melody really well. So yeah, I enjoyed the beat. I also enjoyed Rod Wave's singing here. He was definitely flexing his singing abilities. I enjoyed the little hook and the verse here. But once again, I feel as if this track, I enjoyed it in the same way as the JPEG Mafia track. There's a lot of dead space, especially towards the end of the song, where on this and like the last like third or the last fourth of the track, Rod Wave, he just repeats ran it up, and then the beat kind of fades out. I believe that he could have definitely filled up that space with maybe another verse, maybe another recital of the chorus, maybe even like a half verse, right? You know, he could have definitely filled up that space with something substantive, something better. You know, he could have definitely displayed maybe a more rapping verse, maybe another singing verse, right? Because I enjoyed everything that he has done on the chorus and the verse in the first half of the track. So I think he could have definitely extended that toward maybe another verse or another recital of the chorus, right? There's just a lot of dead space to the back of the track that I really didn't care about, because I think that the beat would definitely help through the fact that Rod Wave put in a good performance. I don't think that the beat can really carry on its own. But yeah, that's Rod Wave freestyle. I enjoyed it. I'll probably be returning to it. However, it's not something I'll probably return to often. But yeah, I still enjoyed it. Anyway, the last track we have here is Travis Barker, Forever. But I'm not here for Travis Barker. I'm here for Run the Jewels. Travis Barker will more than likely be handling the instrumentation, and Run the Jewels, Killer Mike and LP. You know, I'm not going to say I have a special attachment or bond to Run the Jewels or whatever, but Run the Jewels was the first, Run the Jewels 4 was the first album I have covered on my channel and on my podcast. The first review ever, right? So in that review and just in general, I expressed the sentiment that I enjoyed Run the Jewels' music quite a bit. You know, Run the Jewels 1, 2, 3, and 4 have all been good albums, and they're just coming off Run the Jewels 4, which is arguably one of their best, one of the best out of the quadrilogy, all right? So Travis Barker, Run the Jewels 4, I believe Travis Barker has produced for Run the Jewels in the past on their projects. So yeah, Run the Jewels Forever. I'm just gonna, you know, get straight into this. All right, so we are definitely wrapping up this podcast on a solid track. So yeah, Travis Barker Forever, basically Run the Jewels Forever. Yeah, I definitely enjoyed this track. Killer Mike and LP, they rap their asses off once again. They don't really come with performances that don't really, they don't really perform ever, you know, in a way where they're just giving half their effort, whatever. So they definitely came with it. The verses from both Killer Mike and LP were impressive. I enjoyed both of them. The production from Travis Barker, it was just hard hitting. It had the very nice drums and electric guitars, and it felt very layered, especially like on the chorus. I was more of just like a breakbeat, and it was just some chopped up vocals from Killer Mike and LP. I really enjoyed that. You know, LP, you know, delivering a verse that's once again very cryptic in its lyricism. When Killer Mike is a bit more upfront and blunt. I enjoyed both of the verses. I enjoyed the chorus. I enjoyed the beat quite a bit. So yeah, Forever by Travis Barker. This is definitely a pretty good track. It's definitely a track that I will be returning to. So yeah, that has been all the tracks for Single Sunday. Is it July? Yeah. No, it's August. Damn, it's August already? Yeah, August 2nd, Single Sunday. Thank you for listening in. If you haven't already, check out my past reviews. Most recent review was Logic No Pressure. I also reviewed Earl Sweatshirt Feet of Clay Deluxe, Tyler Creator Bastard. You can check out even further than that. You can check out my Run the Jewels review of Run the Jewels 4. Also, you can check out all these reviews on my Sounds Proper YouTube channel. It's more highly edited. It's a bit more highly scripted. You can also follow me on Twitter at Sounds Proper. And be sure to tune in for the next segment, the next episode of Single Sunday, which will be next Sunday. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.